John DiBella Podcast, 102.9 MGK.
Ladies and gentlemen, joining us now here in the studio is that gentleman farmer, the landed gentry of comedy, ladies and gentlemen, the owner of the Stress Factory, not only in New Brunswick, New Jersey, but in Hartford, Connecticut?
Bridgeport. You were so close.
Bridgeport, Connecticut, all right. The one, the only, one of our favorite people to ever have in the studio, Vinny Brands.
Oh my God, what a nice welcome from people that couldn't even put on adult clothing. That's so sweet. I forgot that I was supposed to wear pajamas. But I don't.
I would have loved to have seen that coming down the highway.
No, you wouldn't. I sleep au natural.
I see.
Pajamas are on. I can't.
You got
sleep.
Them on now, but you got them covered.
I do. I sleep. Okay, let me be honest with you. I sleep in just a pair of underwear. All right, because a man like me has to be ready.
For what?
Because what? Are you going to have yet another child?
I would love to have another baby.
What is wrong with you?
You know what it is?
What is wrong with you? What are you? You five now or six? Huh?
Okay, let me explain something to you. Right now, I got a little 6-year-old.
It's tradition. Can you tell John that your wife's pregnant?
No, I'm not doing that. I would love to, for real. Like, I'd love to just walk in with a pregnant woman. But you've met my wife. It wouldn't work.
Yes,
let me just tell you this. All right, let me tell you. I love it. Like, this time of year is the best. I got a little 6-year-old. I got the elf on the shelf flying around the house.
You are the elf on the shelf. You are the elf on the shelf.
Oh, my God. I don't know if we're allowed to talk about the elf on the shelf. It's the dumbest thing we've ever added. We took an already impossible lie and made it worse. Like, you forget to move him one day. It's like, what's wrong with my elf? Huh? He's a junkie. I don't know what to tell you. Your elf is lazy.
I'm going to call that New Jersey drug number.
No other group of people adds. There's nothing in Hanukkah. There's no lawyer on a shelf or, you know. In Diwali, there's no ENT on a shelf. That's an excellent joke. Anyway, I'll never host the Oscars. The point I'm trying to make is this is the time of year you want kids because you're doing, right?
Yes,
like,
yes,
it's just magic stuff.
Yeah,
it is.
And then you become an adult and it sucks because you become that guy that has to do all the crap.
All the stuff.
Yeah.
Well, no, you know what else I don't want? I don't want adult kids around. Look, I love my son, right? And he's born on Christmas Eve, right? But I know if he comes in for Christmas, it's going to be 3 days of miserable.
Oh, just right? Drama. It's just drama.
Yeah. Right. So it's like, nice to hear from you too. Merry Christmas. Bye. Happy birthday.
Did you get a list? Did you get a Christmas list from your kid? How old your kid?
34.
And did you get a list?
No.
Okay, let me tell you. I got a 33-year-old, gives me a list. I'm like, what are you? How about growing up? You don't give a list anymore. You get lists from other people of that age.
Yeah.
You start being the person. There should be no gift giving for a child after, I'm going to say, 20. 20 is a cutoff.
Okay.
That's when you're an adult, no more.
All right. Not 21, where you can give them a bottle of vodka and go, here, you're done.
No way. First of all, I don't want to go out and shop for something. Let me just give you some money. I'm give you $100. Go knock yourself out.
Uh-huh.
Okay, because you never like it. You ever give a kid a gift and they open up, oh, that's the noise you hear. Oh, yeah. Thank God I ran through Macy's at midnight. I hate Macy's. I can't wait for Macy's to join Sears. I'm telling you, that store is overwhelming. It's too much crap everywhere. I'm sorry, Macy's. I hope you're not a sponsor.
I think we're safe.
So what? You still have that joy of Christmas because you got the 6-year-old.
Yeah.
All right. Right. How's that going? How's your Christmas shopping going for her?
It's great. It's everything on Amazon. It's awesome. Okay. There's no line. I'm watching reruns.
I'm convinced my wife is dating the UPS guy.
All right.
And by the way, if you want to make big money, right? I got the perfect investment.
Go ahead.
Cardboard.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Cardboard.
This is the season.
I mean, the amount of cardboard that builds up in my house on a regular basis, right? We don't even go out for paper towels anymore.
No,
it's like,
press
this button and show up at the
door. It shows up in one day. Yeah. How can you beat that?
Right.
I hate going. Like, when I walk around a mall, I walk around. First of all, there's just people I don't want to be around. At every mall, I walk around. I'm like, I don't want to be with these people. I don't like them. Even these people in the studio, some of them I don't like. I'm sorry. I love all you.
Now, do you go there early so you can encounter the silver sneakers group?
Yeah. The best time in the mall, 10 o'clock in the morning.
Right.
10 o'clock, the Apple store is the only busy store. You go to an Apple store.
They're left over from the night before.
Oh, it's unreal. It's unreal. So, but otherwise, Christmas is great. I'm way ahead this year on the shopping.
Right.
So, you know, and my wife and I, we're not doing, I told her to, what do we need at this point? Right.
Yeah.
All I need is just one more year. If you can just guarantee that next year I'm going to be thinking the same thing I'm thinking right now, I'm happy.
Okay, good.
All yeah.
Right. Now, how has your year gone? Because you made a vow early in the year last year.
Yeah, I blew it. Yeah.
You blew it? Shocking.
All right. We fought like January 12th.
Really?
All right. It's impossible. Women are just a lot of drama. And my wife, like she doesn't admit this, but there are days when I look at her and I go, she's fixing for a fight. She's De La Hoya. She's been up doing abs all morning. She's ready to go. I hate fighting.
All right. So what have you fought over recently? What's
We don't fight a lot. It's just that when we, you know, what do we fight over? I don't think we've had a fight in a long time now.
Uh-huh.
All right, because this is my new thing. Even though we did fight,
right.
When she wants to fight, I tell her, I don't want to fight. And I'm telling you, if you just keep saying, I don't want to fight, you not only win, you piss her off, which is the goal.
Yes.
That's the goal.
She's fighting with herself. I do it at home, too.
It's the best play. Yeah. You women in the audience, I'll tell you right now, you're annoying. Anyway, I love women. Don't get me wrong. I love women. But over there, right or wrong, see, the redneck knows. I have a great story to tell. I have an awesome story.
All right. Do we have the time for it now, or should we wait till later?
We wait for this story.
Okay. All right. Well, Vinnie Brand's our guest. Classic Rock 102.9 MGK. You can put a big old smile on your face because Vinnie Brand is here once again. Ladies and gentlemen, Vinnie Brand. Here in the studio.
We're having fun.
For the Christmas pajama party.
We are.
All right. Yeah. Oh, yeah. We have. And there are gifts flying in and out of here today, plus a very special surprise guest.
Oh, very special. Out. Much, right. Much more special than me.
Than you.
Yeah, right. Actually, very
You're
much
You're here
so.
Four or five times a year. Right?
I am.
This guest has never been on the show.
Never.
Nope. Never been
I'm
on
excited.
The show.
Am so. I going to be allowed to be in the studio when he comes in?
Yes, you will be allowed to be in
will
the
I
studio.
Will I be stripped of my microphone and headset?
No. Not at all. Not at all.
I can't wait to see them side by side. The size difference.
Did I hear that you're playing helium in January?
I am. Thank you very much.
Oh, wow.
I'm playing helium on
January 23rd.
January 23rd.
Steve's your manager now, huh?
By the way, I'm going to give everybody in the studio audience a free ticket for that show. I want you to come see that show. You should come because the new set is very, very good.
Right.
They're all good.
I'll be there.
And I would love to be there. You would love to be there, too.
Oh, he's great laughing.
And Steve would love to be there.
I got him busy.
It's on a Wednesday night, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
I won't be there.
We're not going to be there.
Well, you're giving tickets to your show?
I'll give the studio audience tickets.
Well, that's great. You guys can go to Helium to see Vinny that night, and you're also getting tickets to see Todd Glass the next night.
Todd Glass?
Yeah.
I love Todd Glass. Let me tell you something. Todd Glass is the second funniest comic we've talked about today. Let me tell you. He's the second.
So what's going on at the palatial Vinnie Brand estate? The gentleman farm.
I'm glad you asked this, John. Let me tell you something right now. Okay, I got to tell you something. So I have a situation under my front porch that I've never had before. I have 14 raccoons.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God.
14 raccoons.
Wow.
Now, that's not the problem. The problem is that my wife and children think they're adorable.
they're monsters.
They're not.
Yeah, they're monsters. Yeah.
So I go, listen, I got to get rid of these raccoons. And my wife's like, don't you hurt those raccoons. I'm like, listen, I'm not going to hurt them. They're going to make an awesome coat. They're going to be good.
Hats for everybody.
Yeah, that's right. Now, I say, okay, I'm going to go get a trap and catch these raccoons. Mm-hmm. And I went to Bass Pro Shop. Now, let me tell you, I'm not manly. I look manly. People look at me and they move out of the way. Yeah, yeah. But
right. Because anyone can wear flannel.
Yeah. Okay, I don't hunt.
Right.
I don't fish.
Mm-hmm.
I've never killed anything. I walked into a Bass Pro Shop. I'm like, something has to die now. It's the most manly store. I'm like, holy Lord. Something's not going to make it out. I mean, even the women that work at Bass Pro Shop, they're covered in fish guts and deer and deer scent, and they're so sexy. I can't even explain it. Right? So I go in, and I'm like, hey, I want to get a have-a-heart trap. Which you never say that at a Bass Pro Shop. And right away, I'm getting side eye from everybody. They're like, "Oh, we got a sissy over here." I said to the guy, "I need to have a heart trap because we only have a heart if it's on a roll with mayonnaise." I'm like, so I swear to God, I go to the Home Depot.
Okay.
To buy,
which is always a dangerous place for you to shop.
Oh my lord!
Things never go right for you at
never.
Home Depot.
I go in, I find a young kid, probably 25 years old. Okay. And I say, "Hey, I need to get an animal trap."
Okay.
And I'm bored. It's like 10 in the morning. He goes, "What kind of trap?" I go, "I'm looking for something that will impale the animal and slowly torture it to death." Okay, that's what I said to him. Now, he should say, "You know, get out of the store," right? I swear to you, he looks at me and goes, "I don't know what we have that'll do that." I'm like, "Oh my God, this guy's out of his mind." So he goes, "How big is the animal?" And I hold up my hand. I got like, 30 pounds or so. And he goes, "What type of animal is it?" So I'm like, "I got to up the ante." I go, "It's my neighbor's dog." I go, I swear to you, I'm not making this up. I go, "It's up all night yipping and yapping. I want to teach him a good lesson." And he says to me, "Have you tried Lowe's?" I am not making that. "Have you tried Lowe's? Because Lowe's can do it. We can help." Now, I tell the kid, I go, "Kid, that's ridiculous." I go, "I'm looking for a have a heart trap for a raccoon," which they have two. And I go and I put two traps out.
Okay.
And day one, I get two raccoons.
Okay.
So I call the Middletown Township, New Jersey animal control officer. I go, "Hey, you got to come get these raccoons. I got them in a have a heart trap." He goes, "I'm sorry, sir. We don't do that." So I go, "Oh." I go, "Well, what am I supposed to do with the raccoons?" He goes, "You have to release them." So I go, "Oh, I'll drive over to Hartshorn Woods. I'll release them." Mm-hmm. And then in my head, I'm thinking, I'll release the animals. My sister lives a half mile from there. I'll go have coffee with my sister. It's all good.
Right.
He goes, "Oh, hang on, sir. It's illegal in the state of New Jersey to release wildlife. You can't relocate wildlife." I go, "Well, where am I supposed to release it?" He goes, "You have to release them where you caught them." So I go, "Well, that doesn't make any sense at all." I go, "Why?" He goes, "Because those animals
are..." This isn't hide and seek.
I swear to God. He goes, "Those animals are domesticated. They'll become someone else's problem." So I go, "Well, what exactly do you do?" And he goes, "We would come get the animals if they were already dead." So I said, "All right, I'll call you right back." Now, John, I'm not making, I swear to you. So he goes, "Don't you hurt those animals. If you wanted those animals dead, you should have got a trap that killed them." I'm like, "Does your kid work at the Home Depot?" Because... So now, I tell him, "I'm going over to Hartshorn Woods, and I'm going to release him. Because if you do that, you'll get a penalty. You'll get a fine."
All right.
I go, "I'm driving over there now. I'm driving a white Yukon. This is my license plate. I swear to God." I go, "Come meet me there. Give me the ticket. Because I'm going to videotape you giving me the ticket. I'm going to tell the story on stage, and I'll make 10 times the money telling the story." I go to Hartshorn Woods. I wait 45 minutes for this lazy SOB. He did not show up. 7 times. I kept calling him, going, "Hey, I'm going to release 2 more raccoons." He was on the point, going, "Vinny, stop calling me." I'm like, "Do your job." If you go to my Facebook page, you will see I did one release live on Facebook, taunting the Middletown. I'm like, "Hey, Bob, I'm over here again. Release it." Never showed up because it's a government job. He didn't do his work. So I released 14 animals. A week before Thanksgiving, my sister calls me up. "You're not going to believe this." "What's wrong?" "I've got raccoons." I'm like, "Oh, no." I hung the phone up. It wasn't me.
Vinny Brad, our guest, ladies and gentlemen.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.